Paper Airplane is our guest today, Alison Krauss's 14th album. It's her follow-up to her triple Grammy Award-winning 2004 album, Lonely Runs Both Ways. It's good to remember that because of a little album in between, her highly successful 2007 album with Robert Plant, Raising Sand. That album spread her name far and wide, and while she and Robert never finished a follow-up, this new album is right in keeping with Alison's career and devotion to her band Union Station. Our conversation is with Alison and fellow singer Dan Tyminski. The band will play in just a moment, but I started out by asking her how she chooses songs that she wants to record.
For me, I have to be telling the truth when I sing it. Writers that get woke up in the middle of the night to write down lyrics because they have to say it, I kind of have a similar reaction when I hear another's writing, you know. I got to say that myself.
And I understand you sort of, you end up telling Dan, this one you got to do.
It doesn't go that way exactly.
No, I will say Alison has she has a certain sound in mind, and she tends to find songs for me that work better than the stuff I can find for myself. She's a natural, how do you say it? You're a hunter-gatherer.
That's pretty amazing when you find something that, will continuously move you through the years and can change with you. And you know, your goal is to invoke feeling in other people by telling your own story. It's a pretty magical process.
Is it harder or easier to choose an old song that, you know, might have been covered by other people? Because you have a couple of older songs on here that are just absolutely gorgeous. And then, of course, there's some just wonderful new things.
You're gambling when you do a well-known tune by somebody else because, you know, it really has to... That part of it has to be forgotten, but it's got to be respected that it's been, made known by, you know, either the person who wrote it. In both cases, in these tunes, they were made known again by other artists. So, you know, you're really stepping out there, and you have to really relate to them, I think, before you should step out there, and which I did with both of them, and... I love the way they turned out.
Yeah, we're talking about Richard Thompson's Dimming of the Day and Jackson Browne's My Opening Farewell, two wonderful choices amongst all these wonderful new songs. Well, I want to talk about the title track, Paper Airplane, which is a wonderful metaphor for, in this case, for love, and totally appropriate. Tell me the story of this song.
Robert Lee Castleman, who has written a number of songs we recorded through the years, he's kind of been a real focal point for me when I hear something that he's written that is something that, you know, I feel like we're ready to go in the studio when there's something great from RL. And here we go. It's time to go in. And this time around, he'd been experiencing some health problems, and so he wasn't feeling well, and he was kind of, as he put it, you know, I'm dry, I don't have anything. And so when we took the break, I called him and I said, and we spend time together as friends anyway, and I said, RL, where are you? You know, we need you. He says, I don't have anything. He goes, I can't get inspired. He goes, come over here and tell me what's going on with you. And I said, okay. He goes, just sit here. So I drove over there, and when I came in the door, he had a melody. And we sat around and talked for a while, and then he called me later that evening, and he goes, I got it. And I said, what is it? He said, Paper Airplane. And I go, oh my goodness, what is this going to be like? And I just thought it was just beautiful. He's a genius, if I ever met one.
And this is Paper Airplane, Alison Krauss in Union Station, playing live for us today on The Cafe.
Every silver lining always always seems to have a cloud that comes my way. Anticipated pleasure or unexpected pain, no choice I feel. Love is hard to measure, hidden in the rain. That's why you'll find me here all alone and still wondering why. Waiting inside for the cold to get colder, and here where it's clear that I've wasted my time hoping to fly, 'cause it's almost over is fair game. I'm hoping I can hold it in. My love will die, I know.
That is the a live version of Paper Airplane from Alison Krauss and Union Station from the wonderful new Paper Airplane album. And, you know, it's so great to hear this band playing together again, because there is a style in the way you guys connect to each other. There is a smoothness and a lightness to your playing together, and I think part of it comes from kind of matching, Alison, your voice, because you sing so lightly and intently. Has that been something that Dan has been working out with the band for a while?
Oh, you know, it's been fun for me to, you know, I've been here a long time now, and I've got to see Allison's voice, you know, change through the years when she was younger and first starting out. Her young voice, much different than her current, much more mature voice. Right now is easily my favorite version of Allison.
Hmm. It's funny. I remember when you guys came into our studio and played in the past, Alison, you would work on your vocal part, even for a radio broadcast, a lot. And I guess you got known as kind of a perfectionist. Has that stayed the same, or how have you related to having to get that vocal, whatever perfect is?
I guess my... Oh, boy, that's tough. Yeah, I mean, I guess what you're trying to go for has changed, but, you know, your desire for wanting something to be good hasn't. Mm. And you listen differently as a younger person. You know, you don't know why something moves you. You think, I mean, I'll speak for myself. Other people probably had it more together than I did and do. But, you know, as a kid, the way you listen, you think that something moves you because of its perfection. And because it's played so well, when actually that's not the thing that moves you in a lasting way. What moves a person, the listener, in a lasting way is the truth from the vocalists and the instrumentalists. You know, it's sort of a transparency. And so, you know, now I choose more on how much it moved me as it was going by.
Was there anything about working with T-Bone Burnett and with Robert Plant on The Raising Sand that you took from how those guys work?
Oh, absolutely. I'm really glad for that whole experience, mostly for the personal time and the relationships and the friendships from it. But, the musical experience was wonderful, both from T-Bone and Robert, in that, when we started recording, a lot of advances had been made in the recording industry and technically, and we were able to sing things many times and kind of manufacture a really good vocal in my mind, and that's not what they're about. Let's get it right now, and that was great. I'm like, why have I been in this other place all this time, thinking, the more you do it, the better it would get, and I really had a kind of a wake-up call in there about recording that I could never go back.
We're talking with Alison Krauss and Dan Taminski from Alison Krauss and Union Station with Jerry Douglas, and they have a wonderful new album called Paper Airplane. And I'd love it, Dan, if you could do one of your songs on here. There's a Peter Rowan song, wonderful song called Dust Bowl Children. How did this one come into being recorded?
Well, we were, the band, we're all fans of Pete Rowan, and this is a song that I had remembered hearing Peter do years ago. Never crossed my mind that it might be something that I would be able to do for myself. And Allison brought this up and said, what about Dust Bowl Children? And, collectively as a band, when we listened to it, it seemed pretty obvious that it was going to be right up the alley of what we were looking for. And, I think it would be a fun one to try. We'll try it.
This is Dust Bowl Children.
My father's name was a Hannibal, mama was a Hannah Mariah. Everything we owned got all burned up in the Great Depression fire. Stripped mines, one crop farming, drained the green earth dry. Lost it all, only love was left, and that was one thing money can't buy. We're all Dust Bowl children. Dust Bowl song, and the crops won't grow, and the dust just blows. When the green fields are gone, when the green grass growing fields are gone, when the green fields are gone, when the green grass growing fields are gone. Said in California, there was work of every kind. Well, the only job I ever got out there was waiting on a welfare line. Once I had a dollar, and once I had a dream. But now all the work, it's being done by a big old machine. We're all Dust Bowl children, singing a Dust Bowl song, and the crops won't grow, and the dust just blows. grass growing fields are gone. When the green fields are gone, when the green grass growing fields are gone.
Dust Bowl Children, a version of that from Alison Krauss and Union Station. Mr. Dan Tyminski on the vocals. He does a number of songs on this album, and of course, Alison's tunes as well with the Paper Airplane, the brand new album. Great to have him here today on the World Cafe. I know what I wanted to do. I wanted to play "Dimming of the Day" from the album, and. Alison, I heard you say that this was one that T-Bone brought up a while ago as well.
He brought this up for the Raising Sand record. We went in to cut some more tracks for another, second album, and he brought that up, and I heard, you know, Linda singing that, and I just thought, oh my gosh, I can't possibly even attempt this in any way, and I just couldn't do it, and I didn't see how it fit with the other tunes on the record at the time, with the Raising Sand stuff, and I didn't feel it. And then, and not because I didn't think it was absolutely a stunning song, I just didn't feel it for myself at that point. And then when we were getting together, getting material up for this record, that one kept coming to mind. And it's funny because Jerry had told me about a song. He says, it's got this beautiful thing at the end of the chorus. He goes, I can't remember the name of it. And then R.L. called me at one point and goes, I've got this great song, you've got to hear it. I'm like, what's it called? He says, Dimming of the Day. I said, I got it. And when I brought in Dimming of the Day to play the guys, Jerry said, that's it. So it kept coming up, and it seemed to be kind of the early morning of Paper Airplane. Mm. Whenever I think of that song, Paper Airplane, it's about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and Dimming of the Day.
This old house is falling down around my ears. I'm drowning in a river of my tears. When all my will is gone, you hold me sway.
Dimming of the Day, that one's actually from the album Paper Airplane, the new one with Alison Krauss and Union Station. Now, Lay My Burden Down, how did this end up coming out? I understand, how did this one come out of the record?
I got a tape of songs from Gary Pachosa, who has engineered our records for 20 years, and he mentioned this gal, Aoife O'Donovan, who... is in a band called Crooked Still. Mm. He says, have you heard this lady? And I said, no. And so there was about three tunes on there, and I really liked two of them enough to really want to do them, and Lay My Burden Down was one of them. And then Jerry used a version of us doing it for the movie Get Low, and we also wanted it included to be included on this.
This is Lay My Burden Down.
Gonna lay my burden down, lay my body in the ground, cold clay against my skin, but I don't care at all. to find my peace of mind. So with the earth I lay entwined, 6 feet underground, my feet all warm and dry. When I get to the other side, I'll put your picture way up high. But I'm not coming back to you, it's just too far. If I was cast out on the sea, would you come and look for me? Or would you just let me sing beneath so blue? What if I had learned to fly? Fly all night till day drew nigh. Touch down upon the ground, scan the clouds for you. When I touch my feet on the land, I'll kiss your lips and take your hand. But you know I'm not here to stay, it's just too far. Darling, can't you hear me cry? My bones are broke, my tongue is tied. The moon is swaying back and forth against the navy sky is all that I can see. My body's trembling on my knees. Just have a little mercy on me, run away and hide. When I sleep, the angels sing, but I cannot hear a thing. Eyes closed and dreaming of a better day come by. The trumpets play, and I'm standing at the gates. Fall down in joy, I know my race has just been run. When I was young, my mama'd say, well, life is hard, but that's okay. If you can make it through the day, it's not that far.
Lay My Burden Down, a song some of you may know from Crooked Still, but that is a wonderful new version from Alison Krauss and Union Station. We're playing live for us today on The Cafe. Alison, Dan, thank you guys for hanging out, and thanks so much for playing live for us.
Oh, gosh, thank you for having us.
Alison Krauss and Union Station, our guests here on The World Cafe.